a race about race.
Trump is reinforcing harmful stereotypes.
Her policies are bigoted because she knows they're not going to work.
Strong aftershocks in central Italy.
That's hampering rescue efforts.
No criminal cases for Stanford rape judge.
To just hear civil cases for the time being.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are in full attack mode as race and immigration now dominate all other issues in campaign 2016. Our coverage begins with CBS's Nancy Cordes.
There has been a steady stream of bigotry coming from him.
Clinton came armed with examples like Trump's comments about Hispanics and Muslims.
He'd banned Muslims around the world from entering our country.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
Even his recent outreach to minority communities, she said, have reinforced offensive stereotypes.
What do you have to lose? It cannot get any worse.
It really does take a lot of nerve to ask people he's ignored and mistreated for decades. What do you have to lose? Because the answer is everything.
Trump dismissed the attacks before Clinton even took the stage.
You're racist, you're racist, you're racist. It's a tired, disgusting argument.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. Trump will continue his attempts at Hispanic outreach today, meeting with Latino business leaders in Las Vegas. This week, he suggested on Fox News he might not be as firm on deportations as you might have thought.
There certainly can be a softening.
Trump said he's willing to work with illegal immigrants who've established roots here.
They'll pay back taxes. They have to pay taxes.
That has outraged some conservatives who have been Trump's strongest supporters. Author Ann Coulter on Fox last night.
If he puts Americans first and all that nonsense someone told him to say about, and they'll pay back taxes.
Last night on CNN, Trump seemed to tweak his position again.
There is no path to legalization.
You talked about paying
unless
back taxes,
people leave the country, when they come back in, if they come back in, then they can start paying taxes.
But Trump says the bad dudes have to go.
There are probably millions of them, but certainly hundreds of thousands. Big numbers. They're out.
Trump says he'll lay out his exact plan in a speech next week.
Overseas, a rescue effort is still going on in the earthquake zone in central Italy, but CBS's Seth Doan tells us time is running out.
Workers using sniffer dogs have been combing through wreckage. Firefighter Franco Mantovan is one of the rescuers.
We are here for save the people, not for remove the people dead. But to find the people dead is very important for the parents.
For the family to be able to have some closure.
Yes. This is very important.
But after the first 48 hours, he told us, hopes of finding survivors fade. The last successful rescue was Wednesday, when this 10-year-old girl was pulled from debris in Pescara del Tronto.
The quake killed 267 people. There's news about the California judge under fire for his handling of a Stanford University rape case. He's now off all criminal cases.
This was Judge Aaron Persky's own request to just hear civil cases for the time being. Legal analyst Stephen Clark says it's highly unusual for a judge to ask for such a reassignment.
Any time that a judge is seeking a transfer based on public opinion, that sets a dangerous precedent.
Persky has been the target of a recall since he sentenced former Stanford swimmer Brock Turner to 6 months in jail for sexually assaulting an intoxicated, unconscious woman. Larry Sharoni, CBS News, San Francisco.
Now to Durant, Mississippi, a rural community that's reeling after the killing of two Catholic nuns. These women were nurse practitioners providing health care to people who couldn't afford it. A priest says Paula Merrill and Margaret Held were found with stab wounds inside their home. Merrill's sister says a lot of people are heartbroken.
Her patients absolutely loved her. She was so good to them, and she and Sister Margaret both went so far above and beyond.
There are signs of a break-in at the house. The nun's car is also gone. Brazilian police have now charged disgraced U.S. swimmer Brian Lochte with filing a false police report. Lochte at first said he and three teammates were robbed at gunpoint during the summer games. Turned out to be a confrontation with security after gas station vandalism. former federal prosecutor Doug Burns.
This was really more about what he did after the offense, and I just do not think the United States will extradite Ryan Lochte.
He could be tried without ever going to Brazil. The crime carries a maximum of 18 months in prison. There is some good news for Ryan Lochte, who lost all of his sponsors earlier this week. Pine Brothers Cough Drops has signed him up for some new ads. A judge in South Africa has turned down a bid by prosecutors to appeal the 6-year murder sentence given to Olympic blade runner Oscar Pistorius. He's serving time for the 2013 death of his girlfriend. A ruling's expected shortly from France's highest court on whether local burkini bans are legal. Some say the full-body swimwear worn by Muslim women promotes terror fears or are a sign of religious oppression. CBS's Deborah Potta is in Nice.
Deputy Mayor Rudy Salles said wearing a burkini is a provocation.
The feeling of the people is very important. If you see like that Islamist or something looking like Islamist on the beach, you don't feel safe.
He claimed the ban has overwhelming support, but many beachgoers cannot understand what the fuss is all about.
Would you feel scared if someone sat next to you wearing a bikini? No?
Her Muslim friend, who chooses not to cover up, said she feels targeted by the ban.
The company that runs Elvis Presley's Graceland is going to manage the newly announced effort to open up Prince's private estate in Minnesota.
Prince's home and private production complex, the 65,000-square-foot Paisley Park, is becoming a museum and will open for public tours in early October. The bank in charge of his estate has announced the guided tours will include the artist's recording studio, massive soundstage, and thousands of artifacts from Prince's personal archives, including his iconic concert wardrobe, musical instruments, rare recordings, and artwork. Laura Oakes, CBS News, Minneapolis.
The White House says President Obama will expand a national monument off Hawaii that will create the world's largest protected area for marine life. It'll be twice the size of Texas now. Some music stars are responding to the flood crisis in Louisiana.
From pop to country, musicians are trying to help.
This is Tim McGraw. My home state of Louisiana has been devastated for the second time this year by terrible floods.
McGraw urged his fans to donate to relief organizations. Fellow Louisiana native Britney Spears is selling $10 raffle tickets.
You'll have a chance to win a trip for two to the MTV VMAs in New York City, where you'll get to meet me.
She's also raffling off the outfit she wears at the Music Video Awards. Taylor Swift donated $1 million. Lady Gaga is among other celebs making donations. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
9 people were hurt last night as people ran out of a shopping mall in Orlando. What some thought was gunfire was actually the sharp sound of popping balloons at a restaurant opening. That's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.